Up she goes, and the tip is tipped twice, and it comes to Brooke Zartman, and we're underway. Warsaw work to the near end, the north end of the gymnasium here as we look at it from our spot. Winchester on the weave, hands back to Zartman. She'll cut down the right side of the lane all the way to the basket, put it up. Oh, it's no good, but a whistle and a foul called. And right away, the weaving action works, and Otten picks up a foul for Crown Point. Zartman, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, did not shoot any free throws at Snyder a week ago Thursday. Zartman with only 8 points in the Snyder game after shooting 3 of 17. Now the first one for the sophomore is perfect. We understand that Dad is among the listeners in our game today. We look forward to seeing you a little later, Brandon. Be safe. And let us know if you need a police escort. That's the joke there. He's a police officer. Zartman makes both. It's 2-0 Warsaw, 14 seconds in. And the Tigers are pressing full court man-to-man. Far side for Dubiel. Dubiel deep in the backcourt against Alexis Daly. Picks up across the line. Dumps it down in deep. It's kicked back out to the right. Otten, and she throws it across for a wide open Zolakowski, who lays it up and in. Quickly down court, Chastain. And Chastain had a wide open path to the basket. But as she caught the ball, she looked up and she traveled. And that'll give the ball back to the Bulldogs. Warsaw trying to create their own chaos at the other end. Were unsuccessful at doing that. And now they back out of the press. And it'll be Dubiel to bring it up. Right side for Holick. Holick throws it out for Zolakowski. She's guarded by Neely. Now they'll switch. Now left side for Hart, who acts more like a wing than a post player. They hand off to Zolakowski. They'll swing it around to the far side for Holick. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Foul away from the ball on the Lady Tigers. Neely's going to get her first. Again, no Kaiser out for the season. No Villema, still nursing that stress fracture. Again, they're hoping to have her back maybe in a week or two. Maybe not until Christmas time. We'll wait and see. Zolakowski, left side to Hart. Hart against Winchester, down toward the corner. There's a back out top for Otten. Now to Dubiel. We played a minute 15. Each team has 2 points. Right side for Holick. H-O-L-O-K. They lob inside. Tipped loose. Oh, wow. Bricker got knocked over. There's a three-pointer, and it's good by Holick. And Lenny Krebs can't believe that no foul was called there. Bricker kicks it in the corner for Chastain out to Winchester. A three to tie. It's good. Winchester's three makes it 5-5, our second tie here in the opening quarter. Zolakowski in the backcourt. She shoved off massively, knocked Bricker to the floor, right in front of the official who was looking right at it. Right side line, Otten. Down in deep, Zolakowski spins free and scores. Zolakowski's got 4. Back to lead, go the Pirates, 7-5. Bricker spins to the lane and traveled. If she goes right up with it, she's fine. But she spun and then stopped. And that right foot, which was her pivot foot, dragged 2-3 inches out of bounds to Crown Point. They lead 7-5. Warsaw on a three-quarter court trap. Holick across to Hart. Now back out for Dubiel. Right side, three-pointer Holick. Short rebound will go out of bounds, and it'll belong to Warsaw. The Warsaw bench is on the same side of the court as we are, but at the opposite end. The Crown Point bench is right below us. Warsaw fans kind of scattered out on the east side bleachers. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Bulldogs. They clear out the right side. Bricker, stop and go, moves, gets the basket, puts it up, and the ball goes in, but it will not count. It's going to be a foul on the floor against Crown Point. And that's a foul on Ott, and that's her second. So 2.5 minutes into the game, Chris Seibert will have to make a change, and he'll bring in Gia Gagianas. Gagianas. G-A-G-I-A-N-A-S. Gagianas. Bricker to throw it in, baseline right. Looking, bounces into Winchester. Winchester flips it back to Bricker. Now to Zartman, now to Bricker, near side Chastain, across to Winchester for a long three. It's good again. 2 3-pointers for Brooke. She takes over the team lead in three-point baskets with 10, and it's 8-7 Lady Tigers, their first lead of the game. Jump pass ahead to Holick. Now she's trapped, throws it out top. Winchester steps in front of it, picks it off. Foul called in the backcourt. Kogianis with the foul, her first. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers at the midcourt stripe. Winchester saw that one coming, stepped right in front of it, took off with it, and Kogianis impeded her progress. Chastain to the backcourt for Bricker. We played 3 minutes. It's 8-7 in favor of the Lady Tigers. Right side Zartman, 25 feet out. Erin McManus is into the game. She lost the handle on the ball. She'll dive on it at midcourt, roll over, get away with it, then hands to Bricker. Bricker now is trying to get rid of it and does to McManus in between the circles. And then Erin traveled. Rough start for McManus. A very nervous-looking start there for Erin. Out of bounds to the Bulldogs at Warsaw. We'll continue in a 1-3-1, two-thirds court defense. Dubiel near sidelines, lobs over the head of Zartman to Hart, and then her pass back across is picked off. Chastain lost the ball. It's loose on the floor, held ball, and the arrow belongs to the Bulldogs. I will beg your forgiveness right now at 4:26 of the opening quarter. The scoreboard says Pirates. It's Pirates and Guests. So if at some point I say Pirates, I mean Bulldogs. And you can text me and let me know that I messed that up. I'm quite okay with that. Dubiel to the line and across into a trap. Long skip pass, and Winchester stole that. And then Winchester got her arm grabbed. Play goes on. Bricker up the near sideline. Chastain hands back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn on the wing, crosses over, gets to the block, fakes, throws it back out. Zartman, a 20-footer on the way, is no good. Rebound, Chastain had a bounce off her forearm and out of bounds on the far sideline. And again, Brooks, three-point shooting, and her shooting overall continues to be off to a little slow start. She had a really good first game, scored 20 points, led the way in the 40-point win over Fort Wayne Northside, but has really had a hard time since. Dubiel right into a trap. Picks up her dribble. Tried to bounce it off of Wren and missed. And it's out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Warsaw. She tried to bounce it off of Kelsey Wren, who just came into the game. And she missed. And right into the Warsaw bench it went. It's Winchester, Zartman, Wren, Neely, and Layla Knepp out there for Warsaw midway through quarter one. Zartman dribbles right, hands back to Neely. Neely dribbling in the right wing in the corner. Winchester, a step back three-pointer. Yes! Three in a row for Winchester to start the game, and Warsaw leads 11-4. New kid in for Crown Point, that's Jillian Brown. Long pass, too high for, oh, yes! Well, now hold on, what happened here? Jillian Brown's pass was too high for Dubiel. Dubiel took a step back, dribbled the ball. The official had no business blowing his whistle. Immediately called over and back, but he could not tell. And the officials are talking. They are calling it over and back. The official who was standing right on the center line had a good look on it. He did not blow his whistle. And Scott Seibert kind of throws his head to one side, knowing that he's got these guys for 3.5 more quarters, he doesn't want to have any more trouble. On the weave, Neely back in the near corner, Winchester. Winchester drives in the lane, flips it back to Zartman. Left corner for three. Yes. There goes one. Timeout, Crown Point. 3:12 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw 14, Crown Point 7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 3:12 left in our opening quarter here in game number 2 of the Dunlin Athletic Conference Northern Lakes Conference Shootout. Northridge beat Merrillville, the host school, in game 1, 56-52. Warsaw with a 14-7 lead at 3:12 of the opening quarter here in our second game of session 1. Warsaw continues the pressure. In the backcourt, this is Brown. Brown across the line, hands for Dubiel, who spells her name D-U-B-I-E-L. Dubiel pressured by Zartman. Gets away from her to the foul line. Hands back to Zolakowski. Now in the wing, gives to Gagiana. She shoots a three. It's way off the mark. Winchester the rebound in the lane for Warsaw. One hands it up ahead to the midcourt line to Zartman. Back to Winchester. Ahead faking a drive and travel. Looked like a pretty good move to me. Brooke did not complain. Wren checks out. Bricker back in at 2:46 of the opening quarter. Dubiel throws it into the backcourt to Brown. And here comes the half-court trap. And she's trapped right away, and she throws it away. Bricker saw the pass coming and takes it down and scores her first two. They got her trapped in the corner. She lobbed it right through the center circle, and Bricker said, thank you, I'll take that. And now at midcourt, Dubiel had the ball knocked away, got it back. Throws it to the far left corner. Zolakowski up the baseline against Neely, got cut off, throws it out to Brown. Brown back to Zolakowski, who forces up a wild three. No good. Rebound tipped by Zartman, grabbed by Winchester from the Lady Tigers. Bricker in transition, flips it back for Winchester. Back to Brooke, or back to Bricker for three. Warsaw with five first quarter three-pointers, five in the first 6 minutes. It's 19-7 Lady Tigers. Brown deep in the backcourt. Picked up her dribble, threw it away again. Bricker steals and scores again. And another timeout will be called here by Scott Seibert. 1:51 left to go in the first quarter. Warsaw 21, Crown Point 7. We're back in 30 on News Now, Warsaw. What a start for the Lady Tigers. 31 three-pointers through three games. Five here in the first quarter of game number four. Crown Point with their second mini timeout of the game, drawing up a new defensive alignment against the Lady Tigers and trying to figure out how to break this half-court trap. We told you that they were averaging 20 turnovers a game. You can see why. They dribble right into trouble, in this game anyway. Dribble right into trouble and then make a bad pass. And Bricker has racked up seven early points because of it. New kid in there. That's Emma Charles. Across the line, Dubiel. Left side, Zolakowski from 25, and she got it. She's got seven of their 10. It's 21-10 in favor of Warsaw. Bricker kicks it back to Knepp. Knepp out top to Winchester. Back to the left wing for Bricker. Bricker will jog it out between the center circle and then into the center circle. Closely watched by Charles, but not close enough for a count. Down to 1:18 left in the quarter. Bricker drives right, fakes the handoff, gets inside, kicks it across. Traveling is called. Could have been a bump, but none was called. Knepp comes out. And the five out there now for Lenny Krebs, Chastain, Neely, Zartman, Winchester, and Bricker, the five starters for today's game. Deep in the backcourt, Olick. Now across court for Dubiel. Dubiel still deep in the backcourt. Now to Charles and across the line out of the 10 count. Zolakowski will swing it around to the left side for Olick. Down inside, Winchester stepped over the top of it and picked it off. Brooks going to bring it up, 2-on-3. Crosses over. Traveling call. That's not travel. Sorry. That's not travel. That's a Euro step. It was beautifully done, and it's out of bounds to Crown Point. 52 seconds left in the quarter. Warsaw leads by 11. On the inbounds, Charles can't get open. Dubiel will throw it up the sidelines to Hart, and then right back to Dubiel. Jill will try the near sideline, gets it across the line. Advances as far as the right side three-point arc. Looks inside, skips it across to Hart. Hart now against Winchester. Back out for Dubiel. 35 seconds. Charles right wing against Zartman. Couple of dribbles. Warsaw switches it. Back to Zolakowski. Right side three. No good. Chastain drops down and grabs the rebound for Warsaw. 25 seconds left to go. Add to Neely right wing outside the arc. Back to the top for Bricker, 18 seconds. Bricker backs it out. She's got Zolakowski on her. Are they going to clear it out and let her try to drive? That's what they're going to do. She'll fake the handoff. Fake another handoff. Kick it across the lane. It's taken away. Stolen by Charles. Charles with 3 seconds, with two. Underneath Zolakowski, wide open. And she scores at the buzzer. A disappointing end to the period that otherwise was fantastic. Warsaw, after one, leads Crown Point 21-12. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.